This is the closing market report for Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Great to be here, Todd, as always.
Let's talk a little bit about rainfall across the Midwest. We have some storms brewing. What do you see?
Well, we have two different features that are going to affect the Corn Belt and Delta. The first one is a strong cool front that's approaching from the west. And the second feature is the remnant of Tropical Storm Cindy, which is going to move into the Delta and far southern Corn Belt. These two systems move through over the next 2 days, and that will produce areas of rain and thunderstorms. Heaviest rainfall is most likely to fall across the northern third of the Corn Belt, across the Delta, and then across the far southeast Corn Belt. So that leaves a swath here from Kansas through Missouri into parts of Illinois and Indiana and Michigan in a little bit of a dry slot. And what that will end up doing in the end is bring some areas some needed rainfall, but end up missing others.
And then I see cooler temperatures are coming too.
Well, it will turn much cooler than normal over the next few days, and then coolness lasts about 5 days. So it will be unseasonably cool this weekend and over the first half of next week. It will also be dry during that period, and that's why we think the rainfall over the next 2 days is somewhat important. As hard as this might be to believe, if you look at rainfall over the last 30 days and weight it by U.S. corn production, the proportion that was drier than normal over the last 30 days is the highest in June since the drought of 2012. That just is happening because even though we've seen some rains here and there, we've only really seen one or two rains over the last 30 days. You need more than that to keep up with normal rainfall levels and subsoil moisture levels, and that's why at this point we still need some more rain. And that would bring us into what happens after this cool period.
And then what does happen?
Well, we think there is going to be rain. It will turn a lot warmer from west to east over Tuesday to Thursday of next week. We'll even start to see some heat build back into Nebraska and Kansas. The main uncertainty regards how warm does it get, and also will we see waves of energy that could trigger thunderstorms along with this heat? A number of signs say the answer to that question is yes. The jet stream has been pretty strong here over the last 10 days, and it looks like it's going to remain strong. If you combine a strong jet stream with warm and muggy air, that's a good combination to produce thunderstorm clusters. We're not exactly sure where the thunderstorm clusters will locate, but the most likely place for them to be would be in the Corn Belt. So we think that most corn and soybeans are going to receive at least one or two significant rains within June 28th to July 5th. So we'll close out the month with some rain, and we'll start out July with some rain. But even July 5th is only 2 weeks into the future, so it's difficult to say what would happen after that. Certainly, rain at this time of the year is what corn and soybeans want and need, but it really matters what happens later in July and in August. So there's still time for it to dry out or turn even wetter, but at least in the near term, it does look a little bit wetter from rains again the next 2 days, and then starting up again in about a week.
Hey, thanks for the update.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can listen to him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willlag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.